Now, here's a story that people in Iceland or pretty much anywhere can relate to. It's about looking for that special someone to love. In some places, it's all about love. In others, especially in those where ancient traditions hold sway, it's complicated. Chavi Sachdev reports from the Indian city of Mumbai.
In India, love marriages are still rare. For the most part, marriages are still arranged through someone you know or a marriage broker. So for disabled people whose access to education, jobs, and transportation is already difficult, finding a partner is even more so. In Mumbai, the best option is to turn to Prabha Panse, a former teacher of the hearing impaired. 80-year-old Panse runs the Jeevan Sathi Marriage Bureau that has been arranging matches for people with disabilities for over 20 years.
After retirement, that time my daughter was to get married.
After retirement, my daughter was getting married. So I was looking for a good boy. One day I thought, what do disabled people do? They must have some marriage bureau. So I made inquiries, and in the whole of Bombay, there was no such marriage bureau. One day, I just put an ad in the Times of India and said, Apangkarta Marriage Bureau, a marriage bureau for all disabled people. And so many people came to me.
Since 1989, Panse has received families with matrimonial prospects at her home office on Mondays and Wednesdays. She charges a one-time registration fee of 500 rupees, approximately $11. If the family is poor, she waives the fee. Prospective brides and grooms are classified and registered according to their disability, whether they are physically handicapped, blind, deaf, or have a learning disability.
First, they have to register their name in this one.
First, they have to enter their data in this register, in their handwriting. The father, the mother, or they themselves can do it. Then I require one photograph. After that, I show all the other files. If a boy puts his name, I show him girls' files. Then deaf person, with deaf person, handicap in legs or hands, that is a different file. Why? It is better, no? They understand each other well, very well.
She set up between 400 and 500 marriages. The registers are mere aids, though. She says matchmaking is a skill or a feeling.
I get that some idea.
I get some idea inside me. I get intuition because I come to know who will be a good match for whom. But after that, I don't do anything. They go and see each other with their parents and they let me know.
Panse is, in a sense, a grandmother figure scheming to marry off an entire community over her single children. 36-year-old Shailesh Kulkarni is one of her clients. Shailesh was born with cerebral palsy and he walks with the aid of two canes. He signed up with Panse in 2006 after having gone through many traditional matchmaking services.
As my father was getting old, the thought of marriage came to mind. So I started looking for girls, but it was a very difficult thing. I had enrolled in various marriage bureaus, but I was not getting a proper match because they were saying, you were walking with two sticks, and the other party was very hesitant to go forward. Overall, they were very judgmental.
Prabha, by contrast, is not judgmental at all. She has a great sense of who will work with whom. Looking at Shailesh's background, lifestyle, and personality, she recommended his family get in touch with a girl who also has cerebral palsy. Vinita is 2 years older than Shailesh. They recently celebrated their second anniversary.
In our Indian society, people think of marriage and they think, he's handicapped. How will he cope? But Prabha Panse told me everything happens and companionship teaches you a lot of things.
Panse shows no signs of slowing down, but she's afraid of what will happen when she can't carry on. There is no other marriage bureau for the disabled in the city. But for now, she tells me she loves her work. And she still remembers the first wedding she arranged.
When the first marriage was done, the girl presented me with a ring and I was so happy. She has one daughter now and she sent me the photos. I was so happy. Now I'm used to it. All the while, happiness.
For The World, this is Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai.